This call is being recorded.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you, praise you. Thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We acknowledge you, wonderful Holy Spirit, and we declare today that you will communicate that which is on your heart, that which is on your mind, in the name of Jesus. The word of God declares that God does nothing in the earth unless he first revealed it to his servants, the prophets. And so, Father, we declare that there is a disclosure of the mind, the will, and the purposes of God, even on this morning. We thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened. And we declare that there is another dimension of insight, clarity, illumination, and direction. God, I pray personally for every person on this call for a greater level of sensitivity to the Holy Spirit as never before, oh God. God, I thank you for wisdom and revelation knowledge is ours. In the matchless name of Jesus, and we cover this time of prayer, this time of hearing your voice this morning in the blood of Jesus, and we thank you that you are doing significant things and you're revealing to us, because truly you are coming back for church without spot or blemish. And so we bless you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said amen, amen. Now listen, this morning, people, God, I know I need you to be very attentive this morning, because there are some things that I want to share briefly before I get in the word. So I want you to not just be a spectator, but I want you to be a participator. I need your agreement this morning. As some things hit your spirit, I need you to understand the urgency. As I was in prayer, the Lord began to deal with me concerning the urgency. Pay very close attention to what I said. The urgency of the times in which we are living in and the times that we are coming in. I'm going to let that sink in for a minute. There is the urgency of the times that we are living in right now. And there is the urgency of the times that we are coming into. There are some things that are scheduled to take place in the next 2 to 3 months that if the body of Christ, the church, does not engage in prayer and intercession, that they will be caught off guard. Did you hear what I said? Did everyone hear what I just said? If we, over the next 2 or 3 months, if we are not sensitive to the Spirit, if we're not praying in the Spirit, if we are not engaged in sensitivity and spending time with God, the things that are going to occur and things that are already occurring in the Spirit, which are now going to manifest in the natural, if we are not engaged in prayer and intercession, notice I said intercession, if we're not engaged in intercession, then we as the body of Christ corporately, hear this, corporately, we will be caught off guard. And we will have no one to blame but ourselves. The Lord showed me that there is now relief and there is another dispatch of demonic activity. There's another level of demonic activities and demon forces that are released that are going to occur over the next few months, that if we are not functioning in the spirit, we will think everything in the natural is normal. But I'm telling you, it's not. There are some things, there are some demonic activity, and what is actually happening is things are shifting, things are turning. And we think it's turning in our favor, but it's really not. It's turned really against the church. It's turned against you. And there is demonic activity behind it. And if you are not cognizant of the realm of the spirit, you will be, hear this, don't miss this, you will be fighting things in the natural when you should be engaged in fighting in the spirit.
Yes, amen.
Why? Because we operate by our five senses, by what we hear, by what we see, by what we touch, by what we feel. And in this season, right now, you cannot be emotional. You cannot operate in your soul. You're going to have to operate in your spirit. Now, all this stuff, the, you know, there's another wave of, they said that's this pandemic stuff that's happening. I don't really want to get into that. But, you know, God is telling us that it's time for the church to really begin to get prepared. And I'm going to tell you why. Because with all this stuff going on, they said there's another wave of this virus that's supposed to occur that's worse than the first one. And the Lord told me in prayer, there is a spirit of rebelliousness that will occur, that will cause, hear me, that will cause crime to increase. In other words, the world is going to lock back down. They're going to try to lock us back down, and people are going to rebel. And in their rebelling, they're going to try to take it out on innocent people. I'm telling you, the Lord showed me this as clearly as my name is David Arthur in prayer. And the Lord says, we as the body of Christ must pray. We must not only pray, but we must take the posture of intercession. We have to take the, everybody say, we got to take the posture of intercession.
We got to take the posture of intercession.
Amen. Because why? We're in serious time, and God now is only going to reveal what's on his heart and what's on his mind to those who he knows that's going to intercede. He's not going to reveal it to people who just want to play church.
Right.
He's not going to reveal it to people who just want things to go back to normal, because guess what? It's not going back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
We're not only in the final days, but we're in the final hours of the coming of Jesus Christ. And we, the Holy Spirit said, we must now seriously be about the Father's business.
Yeah.
We must be about the Father's business. And that's why God is going to begin to deal with you over the next few days concerning where you are in your prayer life. There's going to be a greater conviction on the body of Christ of those who are not interceding and those who are not praying. God is serious at this very moment when it comes to spending time with him. Why? Because there are some things he wants to share with you. Amen? So let's get into the word. I'll get more into sharing at the end of some things that's going to take place. And listen, that's why one of the things I've been teaching in the prophetic community is about knowing the prophetic part of you. There's a, knowing the prophetic side of you, which is a side of hearing and seeing. If I say hearing and seeing.
Hearing is
yeah. There are some things that you're going to hear in prayer, and there are some things you're going to see in the spirit. And you're going to be made, and you're going to be wondering, like, why am I seeing this, God? And the Lord is going to say, because I told you a while back to begin to engage in intercession. And listen, you ready for this? Oh, don't miss what I'm about to say. Your intercession. You better write this down. If you're taking notes, please take notes. You are going, the intercession is for you to be prepared for what God is going to show you. The intercession, the prayer, is actually a preparation for you. Why? Because what God's going to show you is going to actually shock you. What God is going to show you is going to shock you. And so the intercession is to get your spirit in a place where you can now receive what God is showing you. This is not to be time, again, not to be operating in your emotions, not to be operating in your soul, because your mind will try to figure it out. You won't be able to figure it out. You're going to have to know things in this next season by the Spirit, not by the natural, not by occurrences that's happening around you. And you cannot just function normally. You can't right. just go at things as usual. We are in a kingdom time, not a church moment. And the body of Christ, I feel this so strong in my, the body of Christ is going to have to literally come together and function together. There cannot be no schism, the arguments and all that stuff that the enemy will try to do to divide you. The enemy will try whatever. Listen, hear the word of the Lord. The enemy will do whatever he can to get you in offense against your brother or sister. Are y'all paying attention? Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? I'm telling you, this is how serious. The enemy is going to really cause you to try to get an offense with your brother, sister, mother, cousin. I'm telling you what the Lord showed me in prayer. He's going to try to destroy relationships. He's going to start trying to get you to clash one at one another. Why? So you are not focused on what God's trying to show you, because if you're in offense, if you're in offense, if you haven't, you're in unforgiveness, whatever it is, it will actually blur what God's trying to show you.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. It's going to try to cloud out your vision. See, the enemy will cause division in the body of Christ. Why? Because he knows that clouds out your vision.
Mm-hmm.
And when everything going on, you're going to be wondering, like, Lord, why didn't you show me that? He said, I did show you this, but you had this agenda. We're going to have a repentive heart. Amen? So let's get into the word real quick. I want you to go real quickly to Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12. And Sister Linda, will you be my reader today?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Is everyone still on? Angie, Kathy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're
amen.
Here.
All right. Okay. I need y'all to be engaged. Amen. Hallelujah.
You said Ronnie?
Huh?
I was saying that I heard Ronnie, I think.
Oh. Well,
Acts chapter
12. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 12. And then we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 5. But I need to go to Acts chapter 12 real quickly. Linda, when you're there, let me know.
I'm here. What
okay.
verse?
Give me 1 second real quickly. Acts chapter 12, and we're going to read 1 through 10.
1 through 10.
Hold on. Acts. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 12. I want everyone to get there because I need everyone to see it in your Bible, because this is how serious the days that we're in now. Acts chapter 12, 1 through 10.
Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex a certain of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 quarterman of soldiers to keep him, intending after to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
Mm-hmm.
And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers, bound with 2 chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, And a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up, go quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him.
Amen. And when Go ahead.
And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews.
Stop right there. Mm-hmm. Now I want you to go real back, read verse 9 one more time.
And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision.
Again, remember what I told you in the beginning, that what God, if you're not functioning in the spirit, then when God starts showing you, you will think, wait a minute, Lord, why am I showing it? You won't even know that God's actually showing. Peter didn't actually know that what was actually happening was actually happening. He was being delivered. He was actually being delivered, but he actually thought he was in a vision.
Mm.
So what God is saying, there are some things that are going to escalate, that's literally going to transpire. And if you're not sensitive to the Holy Spirit, you'll think, no, this ain't really happening, when it really is. When things start to happen in the earth. Because listen, there is another level of persecution. Listen. Hear the word of the Lord. There's another level of persecution that's coming to the body of Christ. Why? Because remember I told you, there's another release of demonic activity and its purpose for persecution toward the church.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go back to verse 1, because I need to do this the way the Holy Spirit. Go back. So then read verse 1 and then drop down to verse 5, because I need you to see the connection. Verse 1 and then read verse 5.
Okay. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
Amen. Now, today, I want to minister to you from this subject. I want you to write it down. Intercession. The gift from the church. Intercession. The gift from the church. There is, oh God. Everybody say that with me. Intercession.
Intercession.
The gift from the church.
The gift.
In other words, when God begins to deal with you concerning intercession, it is a gift from the church to this world. It's a gift to the body of Christ. Your intercession is an actual gift to the church.
Uh-huh.
And this time, it is so key to you and I now being engaged in it. Now, why is this important? Amen. Now let's go to Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. And we're going to come back here, but I got to lay the groundwork so you can see what the Holy Spirit wants to communicate. Sister Linda, Hebrews chapter 5, and just read verse 7.
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in the that he feared.
Read that one more time. Hallelujah.
Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, And was heard in that he feared.
He was heard in that he feared. Now, again, I want everyone to declare this with me again. Intercession, the gift from the church.
Intercession is a gift from the church.
Amen. So this is the thing I want you to understand. As a man or woman of God, beloveds, you and I have something to give. And regardless of what people think by way of their own perception, if relevant or not, you and what you have to offer is necessary. And
that's
it, right? Will benefit the individual that receives what you're offering. You and I have something to offer. And there will be people who will try to reject what you have to offer. In other words, God is going to give you a word here. Here's the word, a word of warning to people. And people will reject it. I'm telling you what the Lord told me in prayer. And you and I have to understand that we only have one responsibility, is to deliver what God has given us. It's not our responsibility to make people take heed to what we're saying. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. Remember, your responsibility is not to do the work of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Your job is not to do the work of the Holy Spirit. It is to communicate the mind of God, the will of God, the warning of God, and whatever God purposed to do. Now, if people get caught up in what's transpiring, they will come back to you and recognize that what God gave you was authentic from him. That's why I've been constantly saying, in this time, you're going to have to unwrap people from their flesh so you can receive from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because those who are praying, those who are interceding, those who are here, go fasting. And guess what? God is going to start taking people on 21 days and 30 and 40 days of fasting. It's going to hear the word of the Lord. It's going to be a supernatural fast. God is going to start calling you in this next season, over the next 2 or 3 months, on serious times of fasting. And the fasting will not come from you. It will be by the Spirit. It will be from the Holy Spirit. It will be a divine, write this down. It will be, the Lord told me this. He said, tell the people, it will be a divine and supernatural fast. Because listen, the fasting will empower your intercession. It will enhance your intercession. It will reveal to you, listen, your fasting will reveal to you the seriousness of your intercession, the seriousness of it. And you'll find yourself wondering, like, Lord, why am I constantly praying for this? Why? Because it's acting on the heart of God. And guess what? It's not going to lift. Listen, you will not be able to stop praying until you feel the release.
Amen.
God is not just going to release you because you think it's time to stop praying. There is an urgency. There is a deep groaning in the spirit. And I was wondering why, Lord, because the Lord gave me this message for our global ministry intercession. He said, no, everybody needs to hear this. So I need you to minister on the 7 a.m. prayer. I said, yes, sir, I'll do it. So I'm giving it to you now. So let's get into the text. Remember, Acts chapter 12 again. Everybody say again, intercession, the gift from the church.
Intercession, the gift from the church.
So here in Acts chapter 12, what we are reading is this. We hear in Acts chapter 12, we discover, beloved, that God's divine intervention on Peter's behalf reminds us that the Lord did not deserve the original Jewish church, when the gospel was shifted to Gentile evangelism.
Say that again.
God did not desert the original Jewish church. Why? Because during the time of persecution, when persecution began to take place, they were praying. Their prayer was, Lord, they felt like in their prayer God was deserting them, but he didn't. God never deserts his people. And a lot of times when we pray, whenever we come into persecution or stuff, we turn our prayers toward the persecution, not toward the instruction or direction that God's trying to communicate to us. Which means whenever we go in prayer, most of our prayers is, God, why? What did I do to deserve this? Why is this happening to me? Why am I being attacked like this? And God is trying to tell you, beloved, men and women of God, it's bigger than you. It's bigger than what you're going through. I'm trying to get something accomplished, and you're murmuring and complaining about it. I'm trying to get something to you and through you. So don't take what happens to you personal. Oh, God, Rebo Sanda, whatever happens, do not take it personal. This will be the time that when it comes against you, you better have a praise in your mouth. You better be ready to praise God. When things happen, when things start looking like it's drying up, you better start praising God. Why? Because God says, whatever happening to you, what's coming is bigger than you. I have an agenda. I'm trying to get something accomplished, and I need your participation, not your complaint, not your murmuring, not anything that's coming from your own mind, your own concept.
Ooh, Father.
So during this time, the original Jewish church thought that what was happening to them was actually God deserting them. God did not desert the original Jewish church. Why? But what God was doing, he was shifting the gospel to Gentile evangelism. Why? Because the original Jewish people did not receive the messenger that God sent.
Mm.
Oh, God. They did not receive the messenger that God sent. Go real quickly to Hebrews chapter 4. Man, I'm getting excited.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ooh. Hebrews chapter 4. Everybody say, I can't take the persecution personal. Come on.
I can't take the persecution personal.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
So this coming, you can't take a person. That's why you're going to have to be engaged in prayer and intercession so God can reveal to you the benefits of the persecution. Oh, God. Everybody say there is a benefit to persecution.
There is a benefit to persecution.
And see, we don't see that part. Why? Because we're always cognizant of this natural realm that we don't see. When the enemy starts attacking us, we start going through stuff that there is a benefit. And during that time, you're going to have to lift up your voice and say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And forget not all his benefits. There is a benefit. Everybody say, there's a benefit for me.
There's a benefit for me.
Hebrews chapter 4 and start verse 1.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hebrews chapter 4.
Good to have you, Brother Ronnie.
Good morning.
I want you to read all the way down to verse 4.
Okay. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us unto his Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said.
No.
As I sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
Yes.
For faith in a certain place of the seventh day on this earth. And God did rest on the seventh day from all his works.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And read verse 6 real quickly.
Verse 6. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief.
Wow.
Because of what? Unbelief.
Unbelief.
People of God, listen. One of the greatest attacks is to get you in unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelief concerning what? What God is showing you. Oh, God, don't miss this. What God is now communicating you. So you to doubt what God is showing you. Beloved, there is another level. And listen, if you've never dreamed before, whether you had a vision or a dream, you're going to start dreaming because there are some things that God's going to communicate to you, and he knows he can't communicate to you while you're awake because you're so doggone distracted. So God's going to wait till you go to sleep and say, I got to communicate some things to you in a dream. Why? Because it's an urgency.
Thank you, Lord.
And the urgency, listen, hear the word of the Lord. The urgency of what he shows you will ignite the urgency of your intercession. The urgency of what he's showing you, do your dreams, do him communicating to you, will spark the urgency of your intercession. There is a connection between what he shows you and how you engage in his presence, how you engage in prayer. This will mean not a lifetime of just praying as normal.
Amen.
Some of you, I'm going to say it as the Lord said, some of you might not even get no sleep because the Lord will have you in prayer with such a time. And guess what? God's going to give you, he's going to make the rest up for you. But I'm telling you, get ready and engage. Get ready for God to wake you up 2-3 o'clock in the morning and just have you praying and interceding. And you wonder, Lord, why am I praying like this? Why is such, there's an urgency? Mm-hmm. And as you pray and are noticed, not disobedient or understand the unbelief of it, that you continue engage in it until you feel the relief. Then God says, now because you've obeyed me, now let me show you what you've been praying for. Elaborama, let me show you, let me disclose to you what you were actually praying for. So in Acts chapter 12 again, notice in verse 5, Sister Linda, go back to Acts chapter 12. Let's go and let's see this part that I need to get to. Acts chapter 12. And verse 5. Read verse 1 and read verse 5. Go to verse 1 again and read verse 5, because this is the part I need to really get to. And then we're going to get a prayer.
One and then 5?
Yes.
Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
Amen. Everybody say intercession.
Intercession.
The gift from the church.
It's a gift from the church. Hallelujah.
Amen. Now notice what it says in verse 5. The Bible says, pay very close attention. The Bible says, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. Everybody say constant prayer. I need you to say it with me. Constant prayer.
Constant prayer.
Was offered to God.
Was offered to God.
For him.
For him. By the church.
Notice the order. Notice the order in which prayer is. Prayer is offered to God for the individual by the church.
Yes.
Wow.
To God.
To
him. By the church. So when God gives it to you, it will come from God to the individual by you. Because you are what? The church.
The church. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Everybody say, I am the church.
I am the church.
And I want you to say, Therefore, my intercession is necessary.
Therefore, my intercession is necessary.
Now, listen, when you start interceding, God is going to show you the purpose behind the persecution, the purpose behind, not the agenda of the enemy. He's going to show you the purpose behind the persecution. See, a lot of time when we pray, we just say, oh, wait, the enemy's coming, and this is what he's planning on doing. No. The Lord is going to show you the purpose behind the persecution. Everybody say the purpose behind it.
The purpose behind it.
Which means God is going to have you focus on his agenda and not on the enemy's agenda. Because a lot of times we got this mindset, oh, look what the devil is doing. The devil's doing this, doing that. And like, wait a minute, hold up. It's not about what the enemy is doing. It's what God is up to.
Yeah.
Too many people are focused on, and there's so many people now, every time they open their mouth, it's what the enemy is doing. It's what the enemy is doing. No, and listen, you've taken God out of your mind. No, you better find out what God is up to.
Yeah.
So God says, so you are not conscious about what the enemy's doing, getting the glory. I need you to find out the purpose behind this persecution, because guess what? It is coming. Whether you want it or not, it's coming.
It's here.
And that's why it's coming. Yeah, it's here, but it's about to happen on a whole nother level. And let me tell you something, beloved. The Lord said this will be the time that the body of Christ needs to come together. We need to come together. Why? Because the Bible says one could put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000 to flight.
Hallelujah.
As we come together.
Amen.
As we come together,
hallelujah, Jesus.
The enemy that has been released, we are purposed to eject them from their assignment.
Amen.
No, you better hear what I just said. You, because of the urgency of your prayer, you're going to have to eject them from their assignment. You have been empowered. Everybody said, I've been empowered to eject the enemy from his assignment.
Amen.
I've been empowered to eject the enemy out of his assignment.
So notice what it said. It said, constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church.
Yeah.
That's good. Come on, man of God.
Notice, to God, for him by the church. Now, why is this important? Let me tell you. Because when you look at this text, you're going to have to go back and look at the ministry of Jesus, because Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. So whatever, listen, so whatever's transpiring, whatever's taking place, that is the time to focus on Jesus.
Yes.
And listen, and you're going to have to deal with things the way Jesus dealt with it. You're going to have to deal with religious people the way Jesus dealt with them. You're going to have to deal with the enemy the way Jesus did. That's why I said you can't be in your suke. You can't be in your soul. You can't get all emotional, bent out of shape, mad, angry. No. Why? Because when they start persecuting you and saying all kind of manner even against you, I want you to know there is a demonic agenda. The Bible says we don't want wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual rulers in heavenly places.
Yes.
And if you are not seeing things in the spirit, you will not be able to shut down things that are happening in heavenly places. Why? Because you're not there yourself. Ooh. You're not operating in heavenly places, so you won't be able to destroy the works of things that's happening in heavenly places. So we have to go back and we have to look at the ministry of Jesus. What it was the ministry of Jesus? When you look at the ministry of Jesus, beloved, write this down. There are four areas which he functioned when he was on the earth and while he's operating in heaven. Let's look at them. Number one, the first area he operated as. Everybody say he operated as a high priest.
He operated as a high priest.
Number two, He operated as our intercessor.
He operated as our intercessor.
Yes, sir.
Number three, he operated as our advocate. Everybody say advocate.
As our advocate.
Advocate.
And number four, he operated as our king.
Our what?
Amen. He operated as our king.
So we see in the ministry of Jesus, this has a high priest, intercessor, advocate, and king. Everybody say that. High priest.
High priest.
Intercessor.
Intercessor.
Advocate.
Advocate.
And king.
And
king.
Now, I won't get to all of it, and I'll get to the next part next week, but let's look at the first two. Jesus, listen, Jesus was and is our high priest. Everybody say Jesus is, was and is our high priest.
Jesus was our high priest.
So Jesus right now is our forever seated high priest. He is our forever seated high priest, which means the work is a finished work. So listen, when you go and intercede, it's not to get things accomplished. It is to assure you that things have already been accomplished. Why? Mm-hmm. Because the work is already done. In other words, there is no previous work that Jesus actually is doing. When you pray, it's not Jesus is not going to work to get done what you think needs to get done. Did y'all hear what I just said? Jesus is a forever seated high priest. There is no present work he's working on.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody say Jesus is not working on nothing. Come on, I need you to say that. Jesus is not working on nothing.
He's not working on
nothing.
Jesus is
not working on nothing.
He finishes the time. He's done. He is a forever seated high priest. Jesus' high priestly ministry, Jesus' high priestly ministry, according to Hebrew, was threefold. It was threefold assignment. Amen? So let's go to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14 through 18. Brother Ronnie, I want you to read that. Hebrews chapter 2, hallelujah. Oh, God, I hope y'all see the urgency. Hebrews chapter 2,
hallelujah,
14 through 18. Now, people of God, listen. What I'm going to share with you now is vitally, vitally important for you to understand. Please understand it. I need you to look at this in your Bible because this is what time it really is. Here you go. Hebrews chapter 2, Brother Ronnie, verse 14. All the way down to verse 17. This is good.
Hallelujah.
I need you to see it.
Amen. Hebrews chapter 2, starting at verse 14, the word of God reads, it says, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily, he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham." Oh, my God. "Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sin of the people." Wow.
Amen. Now go back. Now, here you go. Now, people of God, now I need you to put your spiritual eyes on, put your spiritual glass on, because I need you to see this in the Word. Read verse 14 one more time. Just verse 14, because we got to see the first part of the assignment.
Verse 14 says, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, That is the devil. Because he said, oh, death, where is your sting? Hallelujah.
So notice, the Bible is very clear of this ministry. The Bible says, he also said, likewise took part of the same. Here you go. That through death, through his death, by dying, he might destroy him that had the power of death. Destroy him. If I say destroy him.
Destroy him.
Now this is, if I say destroy him.
Destroy him.
Because notice, now let me go back and give you some understanding. Because remember, the Bible says Jesus, when he was manifested, to destroy what? The works of the devil, right? That's what the
right.
Bible says, right? Don't have time to go there. But it says he would destroy, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That was in Jesus' earthly ministry. Because remember, when Jesus was on the earth, pay attention to this, he was functioning as Savior and Redeemer. He was functioning as a Savior and a Redeemer. But once he ascended, he is operating as a high priest and an intercessor. So when he first was manifested, he was purposed to destroy, according to the word of God, to destroy the works of the devil.
Wow.
But here in his preaching ministry, now it's personal. It's personal. This is, look what it says. Read it one more time, verse 14. Remember I just said it was to destroy the works of the devil. But look at verse 14, what it says. One more time, Brother Ronnie.
Okay, it says, it's chapter, I'm sorry. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil.
Mm-hmm. Notice the scripture says that he might destroy who? Him.
Him.
Why? Because the enemy that had the power of death, the enemy,
mm-hmm.
that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. So now it's more personal. So the target, the enemy, when your intercession is empowering God to now take vengeance on the enemy for everything that he, every life that he took, every innocent life that was taken. If you lost people to COVID or whatever, I'm telling you, there is a retribution. God now is going to now wreak havoc on the enemy for all that he done against you, against your family, every time he came against you, every time he destroyed a marriage, every time he attacked your body. It's personal with God now. Everybody say it's personal with God now. It's personal with God now. And your intercession will empower the angels to now do God's bidding against Satan personally. That through death, he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Now, number two is found in verse 15. Look at verse 15, Brother Ronnie. Brother Ronnie, verse 15.
Verse 15, it concludes, and it says, and delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So once again, it says, and delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
To deliver you from the fear. Fear, why? Because God knows that is what kept you in bondage, the fear.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. The enemy will, listen, I don't care what's coming on the earth, it will not, listen, there's no reason to fear. Hear me by the word of the Lord. There is no reason to fear. Because if you allow what the government said, there's another wave that's going to be worse than the first one. The enemy will try to bring fear of death. Mm-hmm. And that's what has kept God's people in bondage. And let me tell you, as you begin to intercede, God is going to now reveal to you his purpose, not the enemy's agenda. God's purpose and not the enemy's agenda. God's purpose, not the enemy's agenda. Come on, say that with me. God's purpose, not the enemy's agenda.
God's purpose, not the enemy's agenda.
Because we have been so focused on the enemy's agenda that we've missed God's purpose. And because we've missed God's purpose, the enemy has been able to keep us in bondage. He has been able to keep us in bondage, and he has been able to keep us in fear. Amen? Now, read verse 17. Verse 17, Brother Ronnie, here goes.
Verse 17 says, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. We are all ministers of reconciliation. Hallelujah.
He had to be made like his brethren. Notice Jesus calls you his brother.
Yes.
And Jesus is your elder brother.
Yes.
Okay? That he might be what? A merciful and faithful what? High priest. Yeah. Everybody say a faithful and a merciful high priest.
A faithful and merciful high priest.
In other words, God says, if you don't begin to intercede in this season, you will not be able to see him in this form. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Now, y'all missed what I just said. If you are not interceding, in other words, I'm going to say something. You better grab it. If you don't take your priestly role, because you are, the Bible says, we are king and priest unto God. Is that what the Bible says?
Amen.
We are kings and priests unto God, which means that if you are not functioning in intercession in your priestly function, you will not see him in his.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not functioning in yours, you won't see him as a merciful and faithful high priest.
Amen.
God will have you engage in your high priestly and intercession function so you can get a glimpse of your high priest in his.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Why? Because as it is in heaven, so shall it be on the earth. The Bible says, here go, let your kingdom come, your will be done,
will be done
on earth. As it is where?
In heaven.
And
heaven.
What the Bible reads, as it is in heaven.
In heaven.
Which means your priestly function, you are engaged in it, gives you a glimpse of your high priest in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You will begin to, as you begin to intercede over what's coming, then God, you will see him as a merciful and faithful high priest that is engaging and intervening through your intercession. He is intervening through your intercession. He is intervening through your intercession. Your high priest is intervening because of your high priestly intercession. No, come on, people. You better bet. Your high priest is intervening because
Amen.
Of your priestly intercession.
Thank God.
Which means you and your Father, you and your Savior is operating as one. Tell Aburanda. If you ever want to function like Jesus, you better engage in this next season. In the next 3 or 4 months, you better be ready to engage in your priestly function. Your priestly function as priest. You better be ready to engage in intercession like never before. And then, look what it says. It says that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation, for the sins of the people. Your intercession is going to make reconciliation for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because so many people are sin conscious.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to understand the benefit of your intercession in this season. Over the next 2 or 3 months, the Lord told me this. He said, tell the people over the next 2 or 3 months, they must understand their priestly function. Their priestly function. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen. So, amen.
The next one is, everybody say, he is our intercessor.
He is our intercessor. Hallelujah.
Now, the question is, why is God interceding for us? Hebrews chapter 7:25. And then we'll close with this. We'll pick this up next week, people of God. Hallelujah. I got so much to share, but I'm telling you, there's an urgency. I need you to hear the urgency of the Holy Spirit. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, Sister Linda. Hebrews 7, Elaburraman.
I keep missing the verse.
Okay. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25. All the way to verse 28. Here go.
Hebrews 7, 25 to 28 reads, therefore, he is able once and forever.
Wow.
To save those who come to God through him. He lives forever to intercede with God on their behalf. He is the kind of high priest we need because he is holy and blameless, unstained by sin. He has been set apart from sinners and has been given the highest place of honor in heaven. Unlike those other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices every day. They did this for their own sins first and then for the sins of the people. But Jesus did this once for all when he offered himself as a sacrifice for the people's sins.
Mm-hmm.
The law, who were limited by human weakness, but after the law was given, God appointed his son with an oath, and his son has been made the perfect high priest forever.
Now, this is the thing I need you to get, because just as Jesus in his high priestly ministry offered himself for the people, guess what? You in your priestly ministry are going to have to offer yourself for the people. Did you hear what I just said? You're going to have to, in your priestly ministry, offer yourself for the people, which means you're going to have to now make sacrifices, not for yourself, but for others.
Amen.
Which means your intercession will not just be for you. Your fasting will not just be for you. Everybody's praying for their own breakthrough. Everybody praying to get my own need met. But nobody want to make sacrifice for nobody else. Nobody want to consecrate. Nobody want to fast for nobody else. Everybody want to fast for their own agenda. Nothing's wrong with that. But I'm telling you, when God, over the next 2 or 3 days, God says everything I'm calling you to do will not be for you. No All matter right. what you are going through, I need you to get your focus off of you, and I need you to get it on the people who need it.
Yes. Amen.
So when I tell you to fast 21 days for Sister Shirley, don't get all upset. Wait a minute, Lord, hold up. When God tells you to get up 2 o'clock in the morning and start praying for your sister in Christ, don't start binding the devil. Don't talk about the devil is a lie. When God starts telling you to start interceding for your enemies, the devil is alive. No, this is on the mind of God.
Oh,
God said, now. Why?
Yes.
Because now I'm about to prepare a table before the presence of your enemy, and the only way I can prepare a table before the presence of your enemy is if you start interceding for them.
Why, God?
Because there is a reconciliation. God is about to reconcile your enemy back to himself.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God, the people that you can't stand, God's about to deal with them and bring them into right relationship with himself. Even though he don't bring them in right relationship with you, he will bring them in right relationship with him. And once they're in right relationship with him, they can't help but to be with you.
Okay.
I didn't get no amen on that, whether you realize it or not.
Amen. Hallelujah.
What I'm going to do. I'm going to start shifting something. Now, this is where your intercession come in. Everybody say, this is where my intercession come in. This is where your intercession. Why? Because as a priest, your first function as priest is intercession.
Mm-hmm.
Your first role in your priestly ministry is your intercession.
That's right.
Your intercession is not you, it's others.
Why?
Is why? Because some people will not make it through these 2 or 3 months. If you don't pray, if you don't intercede, they won't make it.
My Lord.
And then you'll be wondering, well, did you hear such and such died?
Oh, geez.
They didn't make it. They passed away. And God will tell you in your prayer time, they would not have transitioned if you would have interceded with me, if you would have engaged with me. If you would have had a converse with me, they still would have been alive.
My God. Oh, Jesus.
If you would have just gone and fasted those 3 days for them, they would still be alive. This is the serious times we are now coming into. This is the serious times we are living in, and this is not time to play games. This is not time to play church. This is time to step into your priestly function. Why? Because your high priest is dependent upon you. Now, I'm reading this in the Amplified, and then we're going to close out. We'll pick it up next week. People, please don't miss this. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Look what it says in the Amplified. It says, therefore, he is able also to save to the utmost, completely, perfectly, finally, and for all times and eternity, those who come to God through him, since he always living to make petitions to God and intercede with them and intercede for them. I'm going to say that again.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, he is also able to save to the utmost, completely, perfectly, finally, and for all time and eternity, those who come to God through him, since he always is living to make petition to God and intercede with him and intervene for them, which means he intercedes with you and intervenes for you. He intercedes with you so he can intervene for you. Oh, God, say it with me. He intercedes with me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
He intercedes with me. Why? So he can intervene for me. Because as your high priest is in intercession, so is you.
Yes, Lord.
And when you and him are operating, when you get on God's frequency, there will be a greater divine intervention.
That's right.
God will intervene greater when you come on his frequency. There is a frequency that your Father operates on.
That's right.
And let me tell you something. Hear the word of the Lord. God is no longer coming down to your level. He is now expecting you to come up to his.
That's right. That's right.
He's already came down to your level when he came to the cross.
Wow. Yeah.
And now he expects you to now rise to another dimension. And it begins in your prayer. It begins in your intercession. Why? Because if there is no intercession, there will be no intervention.
Wow. No intercession, no intervention.
Absolutely. And everything that the enemy, because listen, the enemy has some puppets in the government that he's pulling strings.
Yeah.
And they are operating at his disposal. They are operating on everything that the enemy's agenda is, because the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers. They don't know they're being used by the enemy.
Right. Yeah. Wow. The premise.
They don't know they're being used by the enemy. And the church, if we're not praying, we won't know it neither. Why? Because you're not interceding, and so your high priest can unveil and reveal to you his purpose. So all you see is the operation and the agenda of the enemy in operation, but you don't see the hand of God behind what the enemy's doing. Don't you understand whatever happens, God has a plan? Do you have a cognizant mindset toward that God has a plan behind everything?
Yes.
Why? Because he is don't you know that he is the author and the finisher of your faith?
Yes.
Listen, nothing happens by coincidence. Nothing happens by happenstance.
Yes.
There is a divine agenda. There's a divine plan. And God says, listen, that divine plan is revealed to those who are in intercession, those who are in my faith, those who are interceding. And over the next 2 or 3 days, hear the word of the Lord. For the Lord will say to you now, take on the posture, says my friend. Take on this posture. For even now, says the Lord, I am disclosing my mind. Even now, I am revealing the things that I shall now do, even in the days to come. And shall I not show it to you? Even as I show Abraham, I shall now show it to my remnant. I will now show it to those who are seeking my faith, those who are alert, those who are watchful, those who are prayerful. In this hour, I will disclose, I will reveal, I will show them that which I have purposed, that which I have ordained. In this hour, says the Spirit of the Lord, for I am showing the things that is soon to transpire, says the Lord, and I will now enable you and empower you and equip you for this next moment, this next season that you have now entered into, and I shall show you the signs. For in every season, says the Lord, there are signs, there are indications that I am showing, and most of my people are asleep. But there is now an awakening. There's an awakening, says the Lord. There's an urgency that I place in the remnant of those who know me. For not all those who call on my name actually know me, says the Lord. But I shall reveal who I am in this moment. I shall disclose my presence. I shall disclose my power. And I shall flex my muscles against the enemy, says the Lord. And those who know me, they shall work with me in this next move, in this next season, says the Lord. And I shall get the glory, and I shall get the honor of all that I personally have purpose to do, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
Come on, lift up your hands right now, and I want you to just begin to thank him before we go in prayer right now. We're not going to be long in prayer, but I need you right now, just begin to praise God right now. Come on, the Lord just spoke to us. I need you, come on. He is present now. I need everyone on here to just begin to thank him. Take a minute to just thank him right now. Beloved, this is serious time. Come on. Father, we thank you. We believe we receive it.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. God, we thank you. And we believe we receive it in the name of Jesus. Now let me pray. Father, And then I want Sister Kathy to pray and Sister Lynn to pray, and then we're going to close out. We're not going to be long in prayer for the time purpose, but I had to give you everything that the Lord said, because listen, people, this is serious now. And yes. I'm not saying it because as a man of God, I am functioning now as the prophet of God, and I'm telling you what the Lord has said, and this is right now on the heart of God. Amen. And I need you to see how serious it is. The Bible says, believe the Lord, so shall you be established. But if you believe the prophet, you shall prosper. And I'm telling you with all humility, I am functioning as a prophet of God today. And I'm giving you what's on the mind of God. And you must take heed to it. And you cannot function in disobedience or unbelief on what you just heard. Father, I thank you for your people. Lord, I have given them exactly what you have given me, and I have given them the urgency by which you have given it to me. Now I pray that you would cause this to be impressed in their spirit in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for Linda. I thank you for Kathy. I thank you for Angie, Ronnie, and everyone on this call. I thank you for them. I thank you that they are the remnant that you have now alerted to the serious times in which we have entered into. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that their eyes are open and they see what you are showing. They are seeing what you are showing, that they are not cognizant about their individual personal situation or circumstance. Yes, the enemy has attacked them, but God, you told me to tell them that what your agenda is bigger than what they are presently dealing with. And I have given them your word, Father. Now I'm asking you, Father, make this a present reality. Make this an urgency. Do what I cannot do. Do what I cannot do. I cannot put the urgency in their spirit. I have given them the word. But you, Father, you, Holy Spirit, must impress in their spirit the urgency by which they need to engage as their priestly function and intercessory prayer. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that there is a grace that you have placed upon them, O God. Oh, God, I intercede for your people now. I intercede for every person on this call. And I thank you that there is a right now moment in time that you have now revealed your mind. There is a moment of time that you are now disclosing your mind in the name of Jesus. And I declare, Satan, you will not interfere. This word will not fall on dead ears. It will not fall on dead spirits in the name of Jesus. But God, I thank you that even after they go off this call, I pray that there would be a moment where the sincerity of what you said will now take place in their spirit. I thank you. And I believe, oh God, that they shall know exactly what time it is in the spirit and not what's going on in the natural. There are some things that's coming on the earth in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
God, you said in Luke chapter 21, verse 25, you said men's heart will fail them for fear. For looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the power of the heavens shall be shaken. And men's heart will fail because of what's coming on the earth. But I pray a hedge of protection over those. Even as Jesus prayed in John 17, as Jesus prayed for his disciples, I pray for all those that you have given me responsibility to minister your word to. I pray that their heart will not fail them for fear. I bind fear. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over fear in their mind, in their spirit, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you will cause them to rest in the name of Jesus. I give you praise and give you glory in Jesus' name. Kathy, pray real quickly. concerning what we just ministered. Serious people.
Father, in the name of Jesus, touch the heart of your children, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that our worship to you, Lord, be a sacrifice. A sacrifice, Lord God, in our intercessions for others, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, that you will begin, Lord God, with us as the individuals, Lord God, that are hearing this today, Father. Give us a heart of compassion, Lord God, for one another, God. Help us, Lord God, to pray for one another, Lord God. And Lord God, not just pray for our own. Our own self, God. But, Father, just give us strength, Lord God, to intercede for one another, God. Lord God, in the times, Lord God, of the persecution, Lord God, help us to pray like never before. Increase us, Lord God, in our times of prayer and petition. And Lord God, Lord God, help us to wake up. Help us, Lord God, have eyes to see and ears to hear. In the realm of the spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord God, I believe I receive what I've asked for according to the spirit. Lord God, you said through the man of God that if there's no intercession, there will be no intervention. So Lord God, help us to be prepared to go into our sacrifices in our fasting, our prayers, petitions, our giving, whatever, all the things, Lord God, all the tools, the weapons that you've given us, help us to use them in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Sister Linda, I want you to pray that the urgency of what was ministered will be in the hearts of his people. Sister Linda.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I just want to say the other day I was in prayer and just meditating on the Lord, and he brought up to me that he wanted to forgive myself of something, of this one thing that had been holding on to me, or I've been holding on to it. And he asked me to let it go, to just free myself from it and to forgive myself from it. And when he asked, I was like, God, I can't. It's so hard because I know what I did. And he said, but it's gone. It's over with. It's taken care of. It's under the blood. And you have to let it go so that you can continue to minister. So I want to encourage everyone in that. That God said, stop it, stop, stop, stop looking back at that. It's gone. It's forgiven. It is a done thing. And it's time for you to let it go.
Yes,
Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, I thank you for this message, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you are awakening us to the truth of what's been done for us, Father God. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that we can put to rest all those things, Lord God, that the enemy keeps coming and trying to accuse us of, Father God. But he cannot accuse us, Lord, because of you, Jesus Christ, because of the sacrifice, because of your blood, Lord, because it is a done.
Yes.
And
Father God, I thank you, Lord, that we can put those things to rest and that we can take on this message that you've given us, Lord God. Father, we know, we feel it in our hearts, in our spirits, Father God. We know what time it is, Father God. We feel the urgency that you have sent this message out with, Father God. Lord, I pray, Father God, that that urgency would grab a hold of us, Lord God, and would shake us, Father God, and would shake us, Father God, out of the stun, out of the frozenness, Father God, that the enemy has tried to keep us in, looking at our own situations, Father God, looking at our own limitations, looking at our past, Father God, and the things that around us, Father God, the circumstances, the situations, Father God, that this message of urgency, Father God, that your Holy Spirit would shake us from that slumber, Father God, and that your fire, Lord, would be lit in us, Father God, that the word that you have been feeding us, Father God, that we would begin to pour that out to those around us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you have empowered us to eject the enemy from these situations, from every assignment that he has, Father God. His works are lies. His works are lies. They are manipulation. They are false. And yes. Father, you, Jesus, are the truth. You are the truth, and our tongues are armed with your sword, my Father God, which is the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May our swords, Father God, be flung and destroy the works of the enemy, Father God. Show them for what they are, Father God. Destroy the lies and the strongholds that he tries to build, Father God, out of lies and manipulation. Your word flow, Father God. Let your word flow, Father God, from our mouth, Father God. Let your truth be set forth ablaze, Father God, and that it would burn up every lie of the enemy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you have prepared us, Father God, that your spirit is with us, that you have not abandoned us, that you are with us, Father God, interceding, Father God. Every time we open our mouths, Father God, to intercede, you are there interceding with us. Hallelujah. Glory to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, and open our eyes to show us that greater are the ones that are with us and for us, Father God, than those that are against us, Lord God.
Yes.
And more than that, God, that you, the creator of heaven and earth, are for us.
Yes.
The creator of heaven and earth that with one breath will destroy every work of the enemy, Father God.
Yes, Lord God.
As we offer, Father God, our intercession to you, Lord God, on the behalf of those who are not yet able to see, Father God, yet, in the name of Jesus, we claim, Lord God, for your kingdom.
Yes.
We claim those that you have already put in mind, you've already set in motion. We claim them for your kingdom, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we put aside our flesh, and we put aside our emotions, and we put aside every distraction, Lord God, and we focus ourselves on you and your will in this moment to accomplish all that you have called us to do, Father God. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, we pray. Amen.
Now, listen up, people of God. Again, I want to remind you the words of the Lord Jesus. That greater is he that is within you than he that's in the world. Greater. Everybody say that one. Greater is he that's in me.
Greater is he that is in me.
Than he that is in the world.
Than he that is in the world.
In the world.
I want you to understand, hear the word Lord. There is a greater revelation during this time of intercession. God is going to show you the authority that he is actually giving you. In your time of fasting, in your time of prayer, God now is going to show you the seriousness of what's on the inside of you. The grace, the word. Listen, there is another level of word that you're going to have to, that God is going to now require from you. There's a greater level of prayer. This will not be the time for you to be distracted. Why? Because what who you are and what you have to offer in your intercession is necessary, is vital. And you and I must understand that God is up to things that he has, there are things that God has already shown you that he's going to now bring back to your remembrance. Because there are some things that God revealed to you in dreams and spoke certain things to you that he's going to say, you remember when I said this to you? This is why I said it to you. He's going to tell you now the reason why he said certain things to you.
Mm.
Why? Because it's connected to what time we're in now. We're in a time now that God is going to now bring to your remembrance all things that he has previously said to you. He's going to bring to your remembrance all things that he's previously said to you, and he's going to give you understanding of why he said it to you. Because there are some things that God said to you, he just said it to you. But in this season, over the next few weeks, God is going to show you why he said it to you. Why? Because it's connected to what you have just entered into. And this is the assignment as we get ready to close out. Your assignment is every person on this call, you are to begin to pray for them. Why? Because the enemy didn't want you to get this word today. I'm telling you, and that's why I believe the enemy attacked me this morning. That's why the enemy attacked me this morning, because he didn't want me to get this word out. But I tell you, the devil is a liar. I was going to minister, because I'm telling you, I've never, this morning, I tell you, I felt like I was going to literally just pass out. And I just knew, I said, wait a minute, this ain't nothing but the enemy. I know, because the Lord told me, soon I came in my prayer room, the Lord said, it's because of what you're about to declare. He knows it. See, the Bible says the enemy knows his time is short. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, people of God, listen, your intercession is going to remind the enemy his time is up.
Yes.
So the assignment for every person, I give assignment at the end of every time we pray, and the assignment is, I need you to find somebody on this call. And I need you that today in your personal time, I need you to take a time out and I need you to intercede for that. I need you to cover them in prayer because of what they just received.
Right.
Did everyone understand what I just said?
Yes.
I want you to find someone and just begin to pray in the spirit, however way you pray for them, but I want you to pray for them. In Jesus' name, and I want everyone to declare this with me again. Intercession.
Intercession.
It's a gift from the church.
It's a gift from the church.
Amen. This, beloved, your intercession is a gift to people who really need it. And guess what? Once you intercede for them, they're going to receive the gift of your intercession. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Did everyone receive the word of the Lord this morning?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, man of God. Thank you so much, man.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Anyone has any questions, answers, or any prayer requests as we get ready to close out?
I don't have any prayer requests or anything, but I just want to say this, Janice, that thank you for the word. Thank you for your obedience. Thank you for pushing through to do the assignment that God has given you this day for us to receive what God has poured out into our lives, and we operate in it in the name of Jesus. Thank you,
amen.
Man of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Anyone else? Any prayer requests?
I do want to thank you also, yes, man of God, for that. That was amazing. I mean, you told me that it was something strong, but I didn't know it was like that. That was amazing. I do want to pray for the Wells family. As many of you guys know, it's been 1 year since my sister, since Ashley passed away. And she earned her wings, and she's with the Lord. Amen. And right now, I just want to lift up her family, especially her mom and her dad, because her mom and her dad at this moment, and, you know, I haven't been blessed with the blessing of being a parent, but her mom right now is being as strong as she can, and she's trying to find justice, if you will. I can't really describe much information about the case, but right now they are basically fighting against the enemy because the enemy knows that they're getting close to their victory in regard to this case. Amen. So there's a lot of different things that are happening, and I just want to lift them up because one of the things that Miss Lenora, Ashley's mom, did tell me was that she is happy that her daughter's with the Lord, but it's just basically right now she's just trying to make sense out of it and make sure that justice is paid because for her daughter. And she's just trying to just find strength, especially her dad as well. Her birthday passed. So her birthday was on the 28th of June, and then, you know, her passing. So it's a lot for the Wells family, not only her parents, but everyone, her friends, her family. So I just want to lift them up in prayer because, yes, it's been a year. Just like, you know what, rest in peace, Ashley. Okay, next to this, they have to deal with the fact that their daughter is not here. So I just really, really, really want to intercede for them and lift them up. If we can just spend time in prayer, whether it's fasting for them or just praying for just breakthrough and for justice for their family, because they do need peace. And they have peace with the Lord, but at the same time, they just really need peace with the situation. So that's
amen. Amen. Amen.
Anyone else? All right. Amen. I just want to also go ahead. Someone else, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm requesting prayer for me personally. I got, and I believe the report of the Lord, but, you know, I believe, you know, because we're still in this body, you know, I'm praying over my health, please.
Amen. 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 Also, too, I want to encourage everyone. When we had our noonday prayer, remember every Thursday we have noonday prayer. And our time of prayer, the Lord began to reveal to me as I was kneeling before the Lord. The urgency of really praying for our leaders right now, those who are ministering the word of God to us, for really a hedge of protection over those that minister the word of God. There's another spirit of sabotage that's coming again against the church. Mm-hmm. But the Lord says, he said there's an urgency right now of praying for our leaders, you know. So if you are under a man or woman of God, you attend a church or whatever, or whether they're on live stream or whatever, there's an urgency right now to pray for those who are leaders, those who are in fivefold ministries. The Lord says to begin to really, really pray for them. So if you have a pastor, a leader, bishop, or whoever it is, begin to really, this is where you can exercise the method that you actually received this morning for them. Pray for them. Because the Lord showed me there's some things I can't share with you right now that is purpose against our leaders, and we need to really pray for them. So do that as well. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Make sure you pray for them. Again, people, got, I want to say this in closing. Again, listen, make sure that your time of fasting, whenever the Lord begin to deal with you, stay sensitive to the Spirit. Make sure your time of fast is directed by the Holy Spirit. Because the Lord told me this morning, he said, tell the people that their time of fasting will be a divine and supernatural fast. So you're going to know it. You're going to know when God began to call you on this fast. And the Lord said this is going to happen over the next 2 or 3 weeks on into 2 months. The next 2 or 3 months are very critical in your time of fasting. And so I want you, when you can, read Isaiah 58, read everything about fasting, because you're going to have to know the purpose of your fasting and what it actually accomplishes. Because the fast that God is about to take you on, it's going to be a supernatural fast, and there are some things that he's going to say to you. When you fasting, make sure you take communion. Make sure you have pen and notepad, because the Lord is going to speak some crystal clear things to you, and you're going to have to pray them exactly as he showed them to you. In Jesus' name, amen. So again, people, God, I want to remind you, we're here every Saturday morning, 7 a.m., the time has changed. So listen, I want you to do the work and the evangelism, get some people on these calls, because what God is revealing to us is so important that we are sharing it with our brothers and sisters in Christ. So over next week, I need you to invite at least one or two people to get on with you to hear the word of the Lord, because every believer needs to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying at this time. And listen, this is something that God is going to begin to confirm through true prophetic voices and true men and women of God. This word is going to be a confirmation. So when you go to church or whatever, you're going to hear this word through your man or woman of God, because God is dealing with leaders about what I just shared. This is how serious it is. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Don't forget our time of prayer every noonday. We have 12 noon prayer for those in the area. Amen. It's been absolutely wonderful just laying out before the Lord. Even if you're not, listen, I encourage you to get before the Lord around noontime and spend a good hour or two in the presence of God. Just spend time in prayer. If you haven't joined us, if you far out, you know, around 12 o'clock noon, just stop what you're doing and go in prayer. Amen. And just join us in the spirit. Amen. But if you are local, please come out. We want to just spend time with God in prayer. Now, if we spend the time with God in prayer, you're going to be amazed at what he is sharing with us. Amen. So don't forget, next Saturday, same time. Amen. We're going to go deeper into this. And I promise you, you don't want to miss what the Holy Spirit is saying. So listen, everyone, have a magnificent day. Don't forget to pray for someone on this call, the urgency of what the Lord spoke to us. And listen, make sure you keep this right now with the group, because this message, you don't have to allow the Holy Spirit to show you who to share with. Amen? Because not everyone is ready for this type of level. Why? Because it requires accountability and responsibility. Have a blessed day, everyone. You are dismissed. Also, I want to remind you, this is recorded. So if you want the recording to give it to those who you know are praying, it'll be on the website, ignitefiretoday.com, or I can inbox it to you personally if you want it personally. Just call me or text me. You can call or text on our prayer line number. That number is 657-233-1243. Again, 657-233-1243. That is our agreement prayer line number. If anyone needs prayer, that number is available. You can call us live, and my wife and I, we will definitely pray for you if you need prayer. Amen. Don't forget also, too, people of God, we still have our one-on-one. If anyone needs a one-on-one, amen, I'm locked and loaded to minister in the area in which you need ministering on. So don't forget that ministry as well. God bless you, everyone. I love you on behalf of my wife and I and Global Minister Nsechi. We appreciate you. Have a wonderful day. Make sure you stay cool, stay dehydrated, it's hot. Amen. Enjoy your summer. God bless you, and I'll see y'all next Saturday. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.